Even though we're wearing the same outfit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Today, I have another treat for you. We have Sarah Herbsman again. We're going to continue our conversation that we had a little while back. If you'd like to go find that episode and hear her incredible, incredible story of really her own determination and willpower and incredible warriorness to really help her struggling kids. And she did it. And they're adults now. So we're actually going to talk about that, about having an adult family that was raised with nurtured heart from mom, even though dad did not do nurtured heart. And some of that, like what that's like now to want to do nurtured heart, to want to nurture them and how they kind of receive that or what the relationship around it is like now. So you were telling me some interesting stories while we were off recording. So let's dive right in and share with our audience, because this is all really practical and important and beautiful also. So take it away.
Okay. So I'm actually going to share with you a story that I wasn't sharing with you before, but this was really something that Nurtured Heart recently, in like the past couple years, has introduced Nurtured Heart breathing, Nurtured Heart meditation, accessing, really using Nurtured Heart on yourself, which for me was essential for me as a mother, as a wife, as a human being. It was oxygen, forget for my son, it was oxygen for me. And about 5 years ago, I did I got mentored by Stacy Lancaster. It was amazing. So, and it was in a really, really hard time in my life. My son was sick. He was having surgery away in another state. I was away with him. I was in the middle of giving a parenting class, and it was just a really hard time in my son's life. It was a really hard time in my life. And then my daughter's best friends, you know, their parents passed away. So it was like really, really serious, intense time of struggle. And I was doing this Nurtured Heart mentoring. And, you know, when you're in a space of doing Nurtured Heart on your own and you're committed to it and you don't have people who are really committed with you, you really have to find your own voice and your own strength. And through the Nurtured Heart meditation, I had to claim, one of the things that you do in that is you claim your own greatness. You kind of own something that you want to own for yourself. And I remember I was particularly angry and overwhelmed and frustrated and blah, 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 blah. And it was like, took me an hour and a half. And Stacy was like, what is the greatness you're going to claim for yourself? And I'm like, connected independence, you know, like I was like, I'm going to remain connected to my family and I'm claiming the greatness of independent thinking, of independent, of owning my own journey and thoughts and approach and everything. And I'm going to do this with strength, but I'm not going to disassociate from my family just because I'm thinking differently than they do. And that was really, really important. And I think it's helped my family grow together so much. And 3 years ago, I did my first certification training at home. So it wasn't like displaced from the family. I'm doing this in the presence of my family, coming out from my, you know, eight hours of training, and like, I'm on fire and I'm like, want to nurture the whole world. And like, nobody's interested. Please, no, stop. And what was amazing learning experience from that was, I was like, why is everybody so resistant? Why does everybody not want to hear, you know, me recognizing their greatness? And one of the things that my family taught me was that people who have inner wealth don't need to be recognized all the time. They, you know, want to be appreciated and it's really nice, but they don't need like this nurtured heart, you know, fixing or thing. They don't need this whole nurtured heart, you know, what's the word? Like surgery, you know, of like the soul, you know? And to me, I was like, wow, like you're telling me basically that you all have this amazing inner wealth, that you're all so like just confident with who you are that you don't need to hear it all the time. And for me, I was like so happy for them, and I felt like I had helped create that. I had helped create that sense of confidence and belief in themselves because I had so intentionally for the past 6, 7, 8, 10 years had been in, you know, like viewing in all of them, like all of their greatness and all of their amazing things and in my vision and my belief. But I also felt super sad because I felt like, why am I still so hungry for it? Why do I need to hear it? And maybe me telling all of you your greatness was me really needing my for myself to know my own greatness. And I'm not in a world of people who are like feeding that, who are like in that nurtured heart world. So last year, just update, I hired for myself a coach, a health coach. And, you know, and I've been really working on my own physical strength and my own personal goals for myself, valuing and saying, you know what, you spent the past, you know, 15, whatever years just nurturing your family. And what do you call it? You've been nurturing your family and doing all of these things for everybody else. And maybe now is your time to you know, work on your own goals and work on the things that make, you know, to see your own greatness. And it's been amazing. It's really been amazing to see how many things that I thought I couldn't do that I'm able to do now that I didn't ever think was possible. And to be, you know, and to have somebody in my corner who's like, wow, you're really actually amazing. Like, you're actually amazing. So, you know, I think that we, you know, sometimes you have to give things to yourself that other people aren't going to give to you. And it's, I think, it, you know, anybody who maybe needs a coach, who needs to be mentored or, you know, coached, there's, I think, you know, as a coach and as a, you know, parent educator and as a person, as a parent and as a human being, you know, it was so hard for me to make that investment in myself. And I think it was the most valuable, worthy investment I think I have ever done, because I think it's important for you to know that your skin is just as red as everybody else's. Your blood, I mean, is just as red, and you deserve to be supported just like your kids need to be supported. You deserve to be supported too. So yeah, you know, there's amazing people. There are amazing people out there who are available to do that for you. Mussy, you know, is one of them. And like, you know, and just, you know, get support. You know, don't ever be afraid to get the support that you need when you need it, because nobody can, you know, we can't live life on our own. It's just, we're too interdependent with each other. So
yeah, I love what you're saying. And it resonates a lot with me also in what we were talking about in the last conversation about when you have a spouse who maybe has a different way, a different path, a different, you know, and you each have your own way. And he's not on board with this kind of way, or if you're a man and you your wife isn't on board, or whoever you're co-parenting with, and it's not, you know, or you're not, or you're single, and to know that it is okay and possible for you to stand in alignment with your values and the way that you see it, and that setting yourself up for success also can look like getting support from elsewhere, staying connected to the things that support your vision, that help you stay in your vision. And that's been
that my husband is way more supportive now over the years, because he's seen evidence of its effectiveness, and both experientially, you know, not to throw him like under the bus, but like he's had his own journey of awareness. That even if he's not so interested in, like, you know, he's much more open to living in a nurtured heart philosophy than in years past. So there's hope, even for the ones, if you're co-parenting with somebody who's doesn't even, like, it's not even on the same page, there is hope for them to see through your experience, through the evidence of its effectiveness, to see, you know, evidence-based. This is an evidence-based philosophy of relationship building, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's something that gets in the way of that, at least for myself, if I can talk about my own experience. What got in the way of me really taking that space fully is the messages we hear out there about communicate with your partner, communicate, get on the same page, work it out. They should see things your way. They should listen. Tell them they should listen. Tell them they should, they're not hearing you. Stand up for yourself, you know, like really get them to get it. You know, like all this pressure that like, it's, I need to like somehow create a one path for the two of us when we're not on the same path and we don't believe in the same things and we don't have the same way of seeing things. And all the effort that I put into trying to work it out and hear him and have him hear me and get him to read a book that he doesn't want to read and get him to listen to something that he doesn't want to listen to and get him to go to something that he doesn't want to go to. All of that energy could have been already flowing towards my kids and my home and myself in alignment with what I wanted. Instead of, I think like the world gives us, can sometimes give us this feeling that it's a must, it's a prerequisite to like work together and get the other person, if it, you know, and if they don't get it, then try harder. And if they're not willing, then go to therapy, get a couples counselor, like figure it out. And I think that that actually inhibits us from fully being able to A, have permission to live the life that we want to live, regardless of how our partner or co-parent or whatever is doing things. Like we have a right to do our way, just like they have a right to do their way. And B, something that I've heard you say, Sarah, is that their way has benefit and contributes too. And they don't have to like my way and they don't have to do it my way. And it's our kids and it's our family. And to be able to use Nurtured Heart, if anything, to appreciate the value that they contribute in their way that isn't in alignment with my way and that doesn't work with my way. But I think that once I'm free of that responsibility of getting on the same page and having one way and communicating and communicating and communicating and communicating and we have to have these chickens and we have to communicate, that pressure of like, we have to get along in this specific way, freeing myself from that pressure and being like, no, actually we don't get along in this way and that's okay. I can now invest in my way. And then even maybe, right, where I am now and where I know that you are, Sarah, is to see the value that our other wayed person brings from their way. There's value in everything. And I think that's a core belief in Nurtured Heart. So it's like, yeah. So I think that, yeah, that just came up for me when you were saying that is the permission to not have to get them to get it or get them to understand or get them to agree. Instead, I can use all that energy to, like you're saying, experientially prove it. If I think it's so great, so then do it and let's see how it goes, you know?
Right. And I think that also it's important, you know, just on the heels of that, that one is not undermining the other. Like you have your right to do things your own way, and where it's, you're not going to be on the same page is like, okay, I'm not good. You want to relate to them in your way on your time, fine, but don't undermine, you know, when I'm relating in a different way, you know, support that, you know, like, and for the kids who are experiencing the differences, kids know like, oh, you know, daddy's that, you know, Abba, daddy, whatever is that way. Mommy's, mommy's that way. And, you know, whatever. And they know where to go. The kids are so smart. And they know that you're not on the same page. And if you can respect each other with your differences and respect that you each have your own way and do it in a respectful way, I think that's a huge lesson for your kids as well, because you're not denying, you're aware. Like, yeah, he thinks differently. Okay, we accept that. I understand you. I get it this way. And we're going to go with that. Like, you know, you don't have to be understood by every single person on the planet. And it's okay. You're still okay. You're still okay. And you're still amazing. And you're still the most fantastic person on the earth. It's okay. You're still okay. Like, you know, and he'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll come around. He'll get it when he gets it. You know, it's all good. And but that's an important piece, that that it's done in a, you know, I think that's one of, I think one of my personal achievements that I think is that I've done it in a respectful way that accepts a reality that I'm not going to change. It's a reality that I'm not going to change, but I don't have to dismiss. I don't have to be dismissive of him as a person because he thinks differently. I can, you know, when we've had plenty of arguments about our kids and I shut down at a certain point, it's like, oh, I'm not going to have this because I refuse to accept your negativity around this particular child's issue. I am choosing to view things in another way. And you can choose to disagree with me, but you will do that in your own space, on your own time. And I will not be convinced that this child is anything less than the beauty and the resilient and strong, vibrant person that I see them as. Even though I know exactly what you're talking about, but I also know the other side, and I'm choosing to hold on to the other side and not let the bad side define who he is. And that's a choice that I'm choosing to make, and you can choose your own choices, but I'm not going to engage in this further. And it's really, I think that that's one of the most empowering things that we can do as mothers, fathers, whichever side you are on, is to really hold on to, I refuse to believe in anything less than the best in myself and in my children, or even in you, or even in you. Because that's a choice that builds me. It doesn't just build them, it builds me. And I want that.
Yeah, I wish we had more time because this is a topic we could unpack and unpack and unpack, because the idea of, on the one hand, believing so strongly and not allowing anybody else's evidence to change that belief, and then in greatness, and then on the flip side, not only not dismissing, but actually respecting and appreciating the difference. And I know for myself, even, you know, hearing what my husband is bringing to me, because it is valid and it is important, and it is coming from care, and it is coming from him wanting to help our kids and not just dismiss. And that's important for me to recognize and be like, thank you for bringing this to my attention, because you're right. It does need to be, you know, it is a need. It is, you're right. It exists. And like you were saying, no, but just, and I really believe in what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it, you know? And I also, it goes both ways. And this is the piece where, what I was saying before about spending so much energy on getting on the same page, it goes both ways. So the same way I want him to respect my way, actually, the only thing I can control is that I'm respecting his way. And so when it's his turn, when he's disciplining or having a conversation, that's super important for my kids. It's their father. And so I need to not get involved. I need to not change it. I need to not protect them. They don't need protection. This is their father. And you're like, you're right. Kids get it. They're like, that's dad. That's mom. Like, I need to be respectful of him fully. And when it's my turn and I'm being asked to show up, or it's my turf, I will do it my way and I will do my thing. But respect is, and that in itself is such a big lesson for the kids to see. That's the united front that I can stand behind, the united front of, I respect and appreciate what you contribute, and I want it, and I don't want to ever shut the door on a contribution from somebody who cares and loves and belongs here and is our father, is the man here. So anyway, so much in so little time. We do need to close, Sarah. Thank you so much for being here. You are welcome to find Sarah's number in the show notes if you'd like to reach out. Sarah, what can people expect when they reach out for you? What do you offer?
They can either sign up for a parenting class or for private coaching. I do 12-week coaching programs, and or if they want just like ongoing or whatever, one time, we just work it out. Whatever, we meet your need, and different people have different needs. So just give me a call.
Amazing. Give her a call. Go find her number. Thanks for being here. And till next time, toodaloo.